the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed, because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. And so the Gospel of Luke. Oh, if only the world would stand still, I could be very successful. Or another phrase that comes to mind, stop the world, I want to get off. In today's readings, I find myself identifying with Herod, of all things. He's greatly perplexed. His world is shaken. The good that he does, at least in his own eyes, is clearly not adequate to the task at hand. What is all this of dying and coming to life again? Didn't I behead John? And who is this Jesus? I would really like to meet him. Though these might be Herod's words, they could easily become my own. Being perplexed and disturbed can become the threshold for growth. The famous Vanity of Vanities reading from the book of Ecclesiastes only intensifies the question. There's nothing new under the sun, and life itself is made up of interminable cycles which are beyond our remembering. One recalls the Buddhist fundamentalist admonition that all of life is characterized by impermanence, and a great deal of our unhappiness results from our inability to comprehend this. Our resistance to the changes that are before our eyes is a primary source of our suffering and unhappiness. Our current interest in the beatification of John Henry Newman is also a reminder of how change fits into our Christian life. This was an important theme in his teachings. More recently, in a most important book entitled A Church That Changes and Doesn't Change, John Noonan charts the historical development of themes like usury, slavery, sexual behavior in the Roman Catholic Church. The changes are truly remarkable. Such ideas could feed our discomfort over our lack of control of our lives. Or using this occasion as an opportunity for growth, we might open out to a greater richness in creation itself, which at times has been muted by the limits of our vision, and perhaps even more pointedly, by our fear over all the things we cannot control. In our being perplexed, some good questions arise that can be taken to prayer. We might be, am I a reliable witness to the richness, diversity, and beauty of creation? Do I just protect myself from all the things I cannot understand or control? Like Herod, is my life diminished by all the things that are passing before me, and I just don't want to recognize them? My confusion is an invitation to set aside easy and inadequate answers, quick but faulty solutions. My perplexity is a perfect invitation to enter more fully into the great tradition of my own Dominican contemplative prayer. Here, we're invited to stay with the mystery. Let it permeate our lives. Become comfortable with the richness of life outside of our own limited view of things. Have the changing circumstances in life, the pace of change, beaten us down into a protective stance where we just do the best we can and hope in the end of things for a favorable judgment from God? Or do we engage again and again in the marvelous diversity of God's creation, its energy, its beauty, the very excitement of God's gift of life, ever-changing, ever-new? Our prayer must become not a protective stance, but an opening out to the sheer abundance and profligate beauty of God's ongoing creation of the world and our own growing delight and capacity to look for God in the center of this divine impermanence. And then, could it happen that Herod's own words would become our own? I would surely like to meet this Jesus.